Jesse.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. Rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. On this Friday, the 6th of March, 2015. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program, this show. And you are welcome. And it is called the Watching for Jesus program. That should give you some kind of clue which way I'm heading. Well, family, I have to tell you... Whoops. That's what I call a feedback. I have to tell you, today... I bring you something to drink, a little piece of paper. I'll be recording this, but I'm going to slam blast you with all kinds of stuff today, all kinds of information. Have it planned that way. Some of it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but I'm going to give you hope. Of course, it's not me giving you hope at all. I'll just tell you about it. The one that gives you hope, and hope meaning it's going to happen, is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. No pope, no priest, rabbi, cardinal, bishop, disciple, apostle of the modern age, or ascended master, or Hindu, or Buddha, or whatever. Not even one you can name on earth or otherwise today except Jesus. Not a one. And this includes Christianity. See, Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. You say, what are you talking about? And I'll say, here's what I'm talking about. If you say Christianity, then you have to identify which religion or which sect of Christianity you're talking about. Because they're not all the same. Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Baptist, Pentecostal Baptist, First Baptist are different. You got some rolling around on the aisles, jumping over pews. And the others are sitting there. They're sitting there. That's what they do. They sit there. And then the mega churches, they're doing a mixture of all of the above. Some you have to be baptized. Some you say you don't have to be. It's obedience. Some you got to give 10% tithing, you're going to hell. And some say, well, no, you don't have to. Just give what you can. You got Methodist, Presbyterian. Man, just name it. 40,000 of them, man. 40,000. You got word faith, which is heresy in the first place. You got word faith. You got, good gosh almighty, Andy. Woo! You got all kinds of them. Which one are you talking about now? Not about religion. All religions are perverted. Every single religion. To get you away from Jesus Christ and the truth contained in the King James Bible. And notice they go after the King James Bible. Why is that? Why don't they go after the NIV? Why not go after the Book of Urantia? Why not go after the Book of Enoch, which is heresy in itself? Why not go after them? They don't. They promote them. Why? Why go after the King James Bible and say King James is a pedophile, King James is a Freemason, King James was homosexual? Why just him? Why not John Calvin? Why not Martin Luther? They were Jesuits anyway, liars. Oh, yeah, yes, they were. To separate and divide the dialectic. They worked for the Vatican secretly. But King James was a true believer of Jesus Christ and God. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been chosen by God to bring his true word in his fullness. The Old Testament, New Testament. Old Testament, Masoretic texts. Part of the Torah is the Old Testament. Oh, yeah. God to Moses. Can't get more direct than that. The New Testament, written in Greek, by Jesus Christ, your Savior, and the only one. So why attack that book? But it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it does. Because that's the book of the truth. And the ecumenical movement that's trying to get all religions together under peace, but it's a lie. It's called a New World Order. One world religion, one world government, one world monetary system of sort called the Mark of the Beast, the chip. Microchip, we've talked about that past week, actually. They think they have it sewed up. Man, all they got's rags just ripped apart, and they think it's sewed up, and none of them. From general to president to prime minister to the Roman Illuminati families, they don't make a difference who they are. Pope, I don't care what they are. They will not succeed. They'll come close to it, but then God will tear it down like it did the Tower of Babel. They'll fall and crumble right before their feet. They'll either hide, shirk, or cry. They will not make it. They always get close. They always fail. Notice that. And they have all control on this earth. But they can't make it happen. Well, I'm going to give you specifics today, as I have, well, actually all week. Some things you've heard before, some things you won't hear again, or haven't heard before. I'm going to talk toward the last hour thereabouts. I'm sure I'll have a couple of people I've got to tell me to remind me. I get started sometimes, get off on a track, and pew, I go. But I hope to talk in the last 30 minutes, the last 45 thereabouts, about the National Police Force that's coming. And it may run into next week as well. To include next week, I want to talk about the extraterrestrial deception and lie that are going to come at you with. I'm going to expose that next week. But today I want to kind of complete the attack on your children, the attack on the veterans, the North American Union that's going to use a national police force. And I want to close that up today, hopefully. So to do so, let's get started. Lord, I thank you today, Father, come together in the end of this week. Father, we come before you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you, Lord, for our families. And Lord, we do ask, I ask, Father, for patience to deal with issues sometimes we become impatient at. And Father, I ask you to forgive my sins. Lord, remind me of those that I don't remember or, Father, put away that might be holding back something that answers to prayers. Father, listen to the prayers. We call upon you to listen to all the prayers being said today. Everyone's got a prayer in their heart, Lord, to hear it. Some for all, praying for all, and some for individuals and personal. Father, you know all the prayers at the same time. Lord, we have not seen you, but Father, we have faith. Those that have faith, we know you're there. We see you, Father, in the things that happen in the day-to-day, the nods you give us, the sometimes confirmations about divine appointments that sometimes when our faith starts wavering or, Lord, when we get tied up in this secular world of other tasks, worries, that, Father, you put us back on track through conviction, love, and knowledge. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, that, Father, through him we're saved. Father, we need these churches to break out and start telling the truth about Jesus Christ. Start using the true Bible. Father, we need those pulpits with men of courage. Father, we need those in the government and those in the military that know what's going on to have the courage to step away from their blood oaths of secret societies, renounce them, and no more secrets, and the evil to be revealed that's hidden behind the veil of secret societies, to expose it and their agenda. And Father, we know that by exposing it, Lord, it will save some that realize what they're doing is wrong. Father, many are deceived in thinking they're doing the right thing. Many are medicated, not even knowing it. Father, to break through and with the Holy Spirit to override these microchips and the control that the technology and medication has caused our military, our citizens that's being targeted, and Father, to reverse it. Father, we call upon you to tear down the protection of the Wicca. Those in the government, in the entertainment industry, the military that's involved in these Wicca, Father, to expose them for who they are. And Father, for those you know the hearts, when it's revealed that you bind the Holy Spirit to their heart and guide with them to your Son Jesus, that they can expose their own covens, expose their own agenda. Father, we pray for healing, for bringing families together, and Lord, for the coming together of those to follow Jesus Christ. And Father, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that Father, we can witness to others that don't know your name. These things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, you know, this past 6 weeks, actually, I've covered an extensive amount of directions this conspiracy has taken. Attack on the children, attack on the nation, attack on the U.S. military, the genocide of our veterans. I've been so hard, almost 2 weeks I spent on that. It's hard for a veteran, as which I am one, the Marine Corps, to even conceive in our wildest imagination, beyond Hollywood and TV, beyond Walt Disney, who's Illuminati, by the way, as one evil man. If you do the research, you'll find out truth. For us to conceive that the country that we joined, those who went to combat, fought for, died, is in league with Illuminati, going back to the Jesuits, the Vatican, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Council of Foreign Relations. I said that twice. That means it's important. Joint Chief of Staff, the people we elect to Congress and all this, are working against you. And there's no replacing them because replacement will be just like the rest of them. So I don't advocate revolution. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God. And God's coming. But he brings with him a millennium reign, but only after judgment has taken place. That's called the tribulations. It is coming. No matter what some so-called ascended master or extraterrestrial or some leader says, there's no tribulations, they're a liar. And liars from hell. There will be judgment on this earth. It will happen. God will not let evil go unpunished. It's not going to happen. They want to try to lead you away from Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line, and always have. I don't follow any religion, any church or rabbi, preacher, pope, priest, cardinal, rabbi, whatever. I don't follow none of them. I follow Jesus Christ. That's it. Because he's the only one with power. He is the creator, after all. And only one book, King James Bible, proven. And there's not a Harvard professor, Yale, Stanford, George Washington University, or anywhere else, Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, or some community college, can prove otherwise. Not even one. They haven't in over 400 years, and not going to, until the falling away has taken place. And that will be their undoing. When they have caused the falling away, pulling away from God, then their destruction will begin. It's that simple. Family, which side are you going to be on? That's just the bottom line. Side of God, Jesus Christ, or the fake that's coming? Well, today I'm going to continue on with talking about Tavistock. To a certain extent, not in detail. I already covered some in detail. There's not a lot really written about Tavistock that you that can give you something to really sink your teeth into, so to speak. And people just, who cares about Tavistock when I got to pay my bills? People can are concerned with this, their lives, but their lives have been affected by Tavistock. Totally. Education, military, the drugs being dealt out to you, everything in your front doorstep. It's up close and personal. It's not just some subject we're talking about, and then you research it, and oh, wow, ooh, wow, wow, and then you move on. This affects your life every day. It affects your children 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. You know how? By the humanist instructors and teachers they have in every college and every university and every public school, every single one of them. They have an agenda. I've proven that by quotes I've given many times from Dr. Chester Pierce, Paul Brandwine, Bertrand Russell, John Dewey. They're all connected with the education of your children and you. Since the day you were born, we've been infused with the humanist teaching, slowly but surely heading toward a new world order, but getting the mind set and medicated by fluoridation, marijuana, drugs, etc. See, all this could be virtually overwhelming. It can be. But you know who's in control? You realize they've already lost. What's the worry? They're now starting to pull, I've already told people about this a long time, that they're going to start pulling history out of your instruction in the schools. They don't need to teach history anymore, you see. So in the past, since the millennials, after the 80s, early 90s, they started downplaying history. Let me tell you why. Oh, it's tricky. They taught history, founding fathers, give me liberty or give me death, all that sort of thing, all that rhetoric, to fire up the patriotic fervents, the patriotism, to fight the darn wars that they set up already. So they got to teach history to give you pride, to give you courage. They control this through Tavistock. You sort of getting it now? So to get you to volunteer, man, what they do? Yeah, man, those doggone commies and Viet Cong, we're going out there and kill them all. Yeah, where you going? I'm going to join the Marine Corps, man. I'm going to kill me a commie for Christ. You darn right, commies are against Jesus. I'm going to kill me one. That's what we were taught back in the 60s and 70s. Oh, yeah. I was an officer. I was a commander, and I went through recruit training. I went through officers training. I got out as a captain, but I was infantry. I joined to fight. That's the only reason I joined in the mid-70s, was to fight. To go kill. For my country. That's what you got to do. You live here, you owe it to your country, etc., etc. I just didn't know the wars were already set up, planned, and the end result already pre-planned ahead of time. I didn't know that. I didn't know the communists were controlled by the Vatican. I didn't know that either. I know it now. I know the terrorists are controlled by the CIA, Mossad, all the intelligence agencies control the terrorism. It's a false dialectic. I know that now for a fact and admitted by many members of the Congress and members of Joint Chief of Staff. And Hillary Clinton even admits we funded them. Jim McClerney says we funded ISIS. Zygmunt Brzezinski talked to them in the 1970s in Afghanistan when we created the jihad we did with Russia, working together. Family, they're not telling you the truth out there. I expose every bit that I can. And I've been some of these places. Kosovo, Congo, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, under government contracts. I've been there. I've been overseas. I've seen it on the outskirts, the outer portico of it. Kosovo is in the middle of it. Saudi Arabia is in the middle of it. Kuwait, I came there after the military pulled out, 1994. And I established the first contract of military armed security that would take over after the Army pulled out of Kuwait in 1994. I established that program for the State Department. Family, I've been there. I've been on the outskirts of actual combat, but never in actual combat. God kept me in the middle, 75 to 87, and then on the outskirts of terrorist action, but never put me in the middle of action to where... So I've been, I don't know, the outer fringes in a way, seeking it the whole time. So the purpose of me telling you that was that I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. So I'm telling you from experience. Family, what you're being taught in schools is not correct. The history, now they're trying to take it away. And the history is wrong anyway, but the history was designed after they planned the wars and planned the history. Then they wrote about it to develop that patriotic fervor. So you go fight the wars that they already planned. You got it? So now, they're beginning in the 1990s, they started taking history out of the schools, not teaching the patriotic fervor anymore. And I'll tell you why. Because they want to develop the international rights of the child, the international rights, international children of the future, to accept the New World Order and sovereignty to a world government. Now, you can't have sovereignty of a nation and sovereignty to a world order at the same time. They've even tried to get our military with questionnaires and surveys to find out who would wear the beret, the blue beret of the UN. I'm American. I ain't going to wear that blue beret. Well, we got to work on some more here. You see? Well, I may have new listeners, so I'm going to give you a quote. In 1973, when it really began, a launch into the education, actually it was 1930, but 1973, Dr. Pierce said in front of 2,000 teachers in a teachers' conference, 1973 in Denver, Colorado. Dr. Pierce is at Harvard University. And he lays it out for you. He said, every child in America, now this is to 2,000 teachers, 2,000 at one time, sitting in an auditorium, like a Joel Osteen concert. Chester Pierce says to these teachers, and I quote, every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. That sums it up right there. The entire education agenda. And even 30 years before that, maybe 40 years before that, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist in 1930, said, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. We've been taught this since the day we were born. And we didn't even know it. That's the point. And finally, if you look this guy up, man, he's one evil individual. Barack Chisholm, Director of the United Nations, first one, World Health Organization. He sums it up, and notice the similarity between his quote and Chester Pierce. In 1948 and 53, he was served as the director. Barack Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, said, I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. It all matches. In different decades, so it's not just one decade, one person. That's my point. This is carried through behind your back, but up close personal. Your children, you, your grandmother, mother, whatever, received this and didn't even know it. Manipulated by Tavistock. The takedown began in 1948 to 53. No more patriotism. Let's get rid of all that. That's where the anti-war demonstrators in Vietnam came from, when they were funded and trained to meet servicemen coming off the airports with disdain, spitting, baby killers, etc. All these terms. They practiced that. They were paid to do that. And then it was publicized as being just, you know, they just showed up. This was designed, family, to tear down your national sovereignty. To confuse the baby boomers. Cancer started giving to baby boomers 1948, 1954, confirmed, through the polio vaccines. Cancer was put in 30 to 90 million Americans' polio vaccines. Polio vaccines contain the cancer virus by diabolical design. That's confirmed. Agent Orange, I've already talked about. Cancer to your Vietnam vets. Vietnam vets in the 60s were your baby boomers. As young 17, 18-year-olds. Using the empty barrels of Agent Orange from Monsanto, as showerheads, no less. Come on now. Gulf War Syndrome was a derivative, a virus derivative of the HIV virus created in Fort Detrick, Maryland, given to our troops. They were told to ignore the chemical alarms that were going off that had minute amounts of nerve agent. They enhanced the Gulf War Syndrome by design. By design. By design. You got it? Because the Joint Chief of Staff, your general officers, involved in the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, take a blood oath against America, against the world, and join up with the secret societies. Some changes their mind, convinces them of how powerful this New World Order is, that they better join it or die. So your four-star generals like Petraeus, General Boykin, are traitors, Luciferians, and liars. They turned their back on everybody they knew from the time they were born to the time they took an oath of office. Something happened to them along the way. They need to know that they're heading down a path of destruction of which they can never come out of if they don't renounce their blood oath and tell the darn truth. Wesley Clark is another one, Rhodes Scholar. Lord knows how many more Rhodes Scholars and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Freemasons that are in the Chief of Staff, briefing the Council of Foreign Relations. Can it be more exact than that? Maybe I'll get a Yellow Pages out and find the address of the Council of Foreign Relations for you and tell you where it's at. Then you find out which one's a part and witness to them the love of Jesus. But you can't trust a word they say. Can be more exact. And I hope they hear what I say. Because then maybe they reflect back at the evil they're connected with. And the death they've caused of their own soldiers. Paul Rykoff. Another one. Maybe he's deceived. I don't know. Then he means to wake up and get his head out of his butt. He's a member, a leading member of a task force of such to curb the suicides of our veterans. At 26 per day. Suicides, 26 per day, 8,000 per year. Has done nothing but increase since 2006. And Paul Rykoff is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. How many are deceived in not knowing the full agenda? I don't know. Doesn't matter. They need to wake up, snap out of it, and do the right thing. And expose it for what it really is. Or it won't last long. But at least they got the courage to do it, but they aren't doing it. They lose if they don't snap out of it. You see, I don't mince words. I'm not real good at that. Mincing words takes too much thinking. I try to keep it simple. Family, at this point, I've already probably inundated you with stuff. I call it stuff right now. So I'm going to tell you this before I continue. I got a whole lot more to tell you. Let me tell you this. Assuming you're already a believer, if you're not a believer, you better get on board. Because there is a God and there is Jesus Christ and He's coming back. But some things you can do. One is realize it's impossible for them to win when they've already lost. They lost at the cross of Calvary. God's in control. But first of all, and most of all, is being an informed, educated Christian into reality. And be able to equip yourself with to discern good from evil, truth from deception, wisdom, discernment. To pray for it. Do the right thing. And you know, this involves striving to know the truth about what's going on in the world around you. Break from that veil of constant day-to-day activities. Talk to your children. Pray at the table. If you can't pray at the table, write something down and read from it. God will help you. Make a change. Turn off that stupid TV and video games, and have a family meeting. Talk to them. What's going on? What did they ask you to do today? Did they ask you to do a survey, or did they bring in the Planned Parenthood, or did they talk about vaccinations? Talk to them. What kind of garbage are they feeding them in school today? What is it they're not telling them? Oh, yeah. I feel for the teachers that are good teachers and want to do the right thing, like the cops. And they find out that you got felons in your precincts, and you're wondering how they got there. You've got teachers that are walking around like little, you know, little batty roosters that are Eastern Stars, controlling this and controlling that. Superintendents that are Freemasons that's trying to keep the Humanist Manifesto up and alive in your school. And the good teachers are scared for their jobs. So they do what they can do. Every now and then they'll throw something in there that hope will educate their child, the children there. But they're afraid somebody's listening. I feel for them. Because they don't join the teachers. Oh, I want to deceive the kids. They want to join, be a teacher to help people, to teach people. And they find out, oh, these weirdos like Dr. Chester Pierce, who should have been taken out of the education field. And I imagine back in the 70s, they were hiring for managers for McDonald's. He could do a good job there. That's about all he could do. With attitude like he has, he's worthless as an educator. Dr. Chester M. Pierce. A doctor? I wouldn't let him put a Band-Aid on my little crooked finger. These people we've got to stay away from. His own words convict him. There's tens of thousands just like him in every college and every university that are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Every college, every university has a Marxist, a resident Marxist scholar to oversee the curriculum and the teaching to make sure it follows their agenda. Petraeus is a Council of Foreign Relations member. Too big to jail. He's also found guilty of sharing information. They're all like that. That's members of the Council of Foreign Relations. I've mentioned this many times before. You have what's called the military. Top secret, secret, restricted, confidential, etc. And the theory behind that, one way of putting it. The theory behind it is you're trying to keep the information from the enemy. In the 70s, it'd be the commies, right? Now it'd be the Russians and Chinese, and every country's got their own intelligence services, and the, you know, the KGB and the CIA, and I don't know whatever China's got, and MI5, MI6, and military intelligence, and top secret. Lieutenant, I can't tell you that, because you only have a secret clearance. I'm a top secret guy, and I really can't tell you this. You see. But we got to keep away from the enemy, right? That's what they're told, right? Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell, because I tell you what, all of the high-level intelligence agencies and their generals that are linked up to the international organizations, they share information. The reason for the classifications is so you don't find out what's going on. In other words, CIA helped Russia help the VC kill our troops. CIA, Mossad are behind some of the sniping and killing of our troops to reduce the effectiveness of any resistance to stop the North American Union or to interfere with the UN that's already here and have been since 1990s. We have foreign troops on our soil right now. In Mexico, right now. In Cuba, right now. Throughout the United States and Canada. Russians, Chinese, UN troops at our bases, in our national parks, underground bases in Mexico. All they got to do is just show up. And our generals are behind it at the highest level, heading toward the New World Order. So those like Petraeus are traitors. Boykin, Wesley Clark, all of them that are members of this organization. He said, well, damn, come, Tom, you're covering all kinds of areas. And I said, yes, I am. because they cover seven areas of our lives in these council's committees. Education, politics, religion, finance, science, philosophy, and the arts. That's called Ashram Rays. And each one of those seven, and I have actual objectives. They have objectives, milestones, organizations to carry all through them. And they have committees formed together to make sure they're all coordinated. It's a massive, massive organization. And they fail. That's my point. So be an informed and educated Christian. And be prepared to defend your faith at all costs. There will be martyrs coming. There's already martyrs in other parts of the world. And what's really important is Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. This is the answer. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God that you may be, that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Family, Ephesians 6, this is beyond any kind of order or directive that could come out of Joint Chief of Staff or CFR or White House. Because they will not succeed in their orders. They will fail. But in this is a win. Because it is supernatural. With what you're fooling with today is a supernatural war going on that controls all these areas. Once you understand that, then everything else falls in place. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all, to stand. And what does that mean? It continues. Having your loins girt with the truth, putting on, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's the King James Bible, family. There is no other. And then draw near to Christ as a result. That is the bottom line, Joint Chief of Staff. There is no other. To live by the Spirit, you'll be not gratified the desires of the sinful nature. Because the more you die to self, the more Christ can live in you and to give you wisdom and discernment. And then to keep life in its proper perspective. Reminding ourselves of the real reason that you're here. Love, serve, and please God. Not to please ourselves, like Victoria Osteen says, but to love, serve, and please God alone. He'll take care of you, but you got to have faith. That's the heartbeat of the mission. And once you do that, God will give you wisdom and discernment to see through this veil of deception that they have put out. It says in 1 John 2:15-17, and then I want to get back down to something you can sink your teeth into if you're not into the scripture, because this is how Satan works. 1 John 2:15-17 tells you right there, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Start thinking about this, family. Because therein lies the truth. Now, that's the basis of it all. And that's provable. Actually. Now, Tavistock has set us up ever since 1921. The generation modifications, controlling the generations and naming them the quiet generation, the baby boomers, the Y or millennials, X, Y, Z. And they've been chipping away at each one, all those areas I told you about that you heard the quotations, national sovereignty, belief in the supernatural being, all that. They've been chipping away at that at each generation. Called generation modification. Manipulation of generations. By design. Through who? Through Tavistock. Carried on by the Council of Foreign Relations. Administered by Freemasons. Knights of Malta. Knights of Columbus. Now you get it? That's how they do it. That's why they have blood oaths. To keep this secret. Secret. They're going to combine the races and eliminate all individual races. Brock Chisholm talks about that in 1950s. To kill off, literally, baby boomers and the quiet generation. Just die and go away so we can work on the millennials and their children and their children's children. In other words, their deadline, and I have this documented from the Illuminati themselves, Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, is an Illuminati textbook. Lays it out. And their modification of the generations is to take hold in the year 2025. For them, that's a magic year that they're never going to reach. The family's been divided since the 1950s. The programs on TV are no longer family-oriented, but designed to separate and divide. The families, the cartoons, all this is adult subjects, sitcoms created in Hollywood under the Star Group, led by Kissinger, connected to guess who? Where's my Jeopardy theme song? Anyway, guess who does that? Tavistock. Behavioral think tank that controls populations and cultures. Y'all getting it now? You see how this works? It's quite astounding, actually. All this they're doing for nothing but destroying lives. That's why the Great Commission and you witnessing about Jesus Christ is so important. But now you're going to start reading where they're going to stop history in teaching in the classes. And the reason for that, as I said before, is so that we'll start chipping away at national sovereignty. When you don't teach history, you don't have anything to go back to. So you start teaching about international rights, international coming together for a new world order. Values clarification. Teachers know about that. Values clarification. Yes, we're going to clarify your values, make you international children of the future. Don't listen to your parents. We know better than your parents do. That's what they're teaching them. You better find out about that. And when you find out about it, you tell the other parents. When you go to parent-teachers meeting, you got six families on your side. One's got the most courage or drew the shortest straw. You stand up and say, I got something to say. How come you had Planned Parenthood come by the church, come by the school, and didn't tell us? How come you talked about vaccinations when I told my kids not to get any? And you got six parents behind you. Now you're talking here. Now you're talking. I told you all about the mass medication that began in the year 1900 A.D. been going ever since. Fluoridation fitting that pattern. And that's exactly, this is documented. And what came out of fluoridation is unbelievable. And people aren't breaching this. Secret societies don't realize their own families are being tormented by this. They got other things in their minds, like their jobs, their rewards, their secret societies, their blood oaths, some silly blood oath. They give an oath to God to lie. Did they tell their families about that? No. It's a secret. They can't. In projecting the lines very quickly, now I have this recorded, so if I'm not going to go slow, so you can write it down for those. And I do know people take notes. But it's recorded, so you can go back to it. So I just kind of, those that don't take notes, and I know people that do, but those that don't, you get an idea. And here's the deal. To summarize what a lot of people already know that study this, and this is what I use, among other checklists, to figure out what articles, because they got to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They have to do it. They got so mind-numb that they tell you and you still don't believe it. Well, here's what they're going to do. Partially, I got a whole list of, I got organizational charts, I got names, I got family members that's involved, I got names of military personnel involved in this, I got a whole intelligence briefing I use for myself. I brief anybody, I don't care, but I keep it close at hand. I keep a running intelligence estimate of my own. Here's the deal. To project the lines concerning what we can expect in the future by irresolution or inaction, by we allowing the insiders' plans for the UN to come to fruition. And these plans include the following. To create a United Nations military with Army, Navy, Air Force, and nuclear weapons. Now, I remember these because I'm going to show you how it all comes together. Dispatching U.S. military personnel to an ever-increasing UN mission throughout the world. Now, this is documented. And it just so happens, y'all, it just so happens, I had an article today, well, looky there, boots on the ground, 300 U.S. military instructors arrive in Ukraine. Well, la-di-da-da. And I know MPRI out of Virginia, when I was in Kosovo, I know they trained the Albanian terrorists. At the same time, the Macedonian forces, simultaneously, in Macedonia in 2001, 2002. They trained both sides, the rebels of Albanians at that time, and the Macedonian forces that were fighting each other, MPRI, American advisors, were advising both sides simultaneously. Because I was there. I know about the report. They had removed 17 of them. Americans from the Albanian rebels from Antarchevo as the Macedonian forces was closing in on them at that one night. I got the report from OSCE and UN. They would sneak me reports when I was a operations manager or a security manager in Kosovo. And 17 Americans had to be hella lifted out secretly that night. So the Macedonian forces also had the MPRI with them. Wouldn't know. Yeah, you see. Gradually disarming all nation states, including the United States, so the UN military forces will be unchallengeable. They'll create chaos in America. It's going to happen. And they'll say, we've got to give you martial law. Well, where's our troops to execute martial law at 26 suicides per day? And over 150 countries deployed. And the law enforcement, so mixed up, it's not even funny. So who's going to put out martial law, man? Yeah, well, national police that's already set up. And UN forces already here. That's who. Family, FDR planned this thing also. It's not Obama. Obama's a puppet like every one of them are. FDR, one of the worst of them. March 4th, 1939, quote, behind closed doors, he said, I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt, unquote. As one evil man. Family goes back to the 40s, goes back to the 30s. This is continuous. Establish a global UN police force and bring in all local police under its control. National police force. It's already been tried out. Already been set up. All they got to do is institute it. And they're going to use former felons in specific prison farms in the United States, trained by Blackwater, trained in Christian Identity Program, cult group, ADL, and they're already infiltrated in your police departments already now. They're the ones doing the shootings and the beatings and identifying the good cops, and they're going to take them out when the word is given. I've been trying to warn people all along to think I'm crazy, but I got all the evidence you need. Certainly a preponderance of evidence. And because people don't believe, I don't stop. I still do it. Whether they believe it or not. Because I know it's right. A global UN police force, 1990s, 29 Palms, California, 1,000 Marines, was given a questionnaire in the 1990s, early 90s. 40 questions, which I have a copy of it. 6 questions are of concern. Would you wear a blue beret at the UN? Would you fire on American citizens? Yes, no, maybe. They want to know, and they realize that they can't trust U.S. services, U.S. military, to fire on American citizens. So they brought UN forces in since 1993, thanks to Jimmy Carter, Billy Bob Clinton, and all these other liars in the Council of Foreign Relations. You got it now, you see? Next, outlawing private ownership of firearms and disarming citizens. That's coming. Man, don't give up your weapons. If anything, just keep them even if you don't use one. Don't give up any rights. Because once you give them up, you're never going to get them back. And they're going to lie and say, we are. But they're not. Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin are calling for a military coup of the U.S. government.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you.
Really? Do tell.
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. on a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the Republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Yeah, it's recent, right? That's pretty recent. But how about let's go back a little bit. Now, I've done this before, but I'm making a point now. How about 1984? Oh, that's a little bit before Obama was even born then. Yeah, maybe. How about 1984?
Reagan was elected to the presidency.
Oh, Reagan.
He installed
Louis
Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency
Reagan
Management
rascal,
Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
Oliver North, Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner are all Knights of Malta members. But doesn't stop there. 1960s, 1972, 74, Nixon. working with another CFR member. In the Marine Corps, Nixon was planning a military coup, U.S. government 1972, 74. And General Cushman, who was in the CIA at the time, and good friends of Nixon. You'll find that in Glasshouse Tapes by Tackwood, New World Order by William T. Steele, confirm it. And I don't believe just two. I did my own research. And you'll find that their information is right on target. A military coup was planned 72, 74. 1960s, military coup was planned in the 60s. Resulted when JFK went against them, Bobby Kennedy went against the Mafia, which is working for the Vatican, and CIA, oh yeah. Martin Luther King, and even Malcolm X, those two not working together, but working against the Freemasons, working against the New World Order, in their own right, in their own world. That's why all four were assassinated by the government and the Freemasons. Jesuits. Murderers. Working for Lucifer. Can I be more clear? I'm not done. 60s, it goes back to the 30s and 40s. Would Americans fire on Americans? Uh-huh. 1932,
Washington was under siege. The capital was surrounded by over 10,000 unemployed veterans of World War I from all over the country. Their only assets were the bonus certificates they'd been given after the war, which promised a cash bonus sometime in the future. They needed it now.
At the end of May 1932, nearly 10,000 bonus marchers occupied the nation's capital, and tens of thousands more were on their way.
Carson, I get my bonus, and I'm going to wait for till I get it if I have to wait till 1945.
What's that brought you to Washington?
Well, I ought to beat the Undertaker, spend the money before the Undertaker gets it.
I know who's made this country worth living
in. It's General Butler of the Marine Corps.
It's just you fellas. Look. Makes me so damn mad a whole lot of people speak of you as tramps. By God, they didn't speak of you as tramps in 1917 and 18. No. Take it from me. This is the greatest demonstration of Americanism we've ever had. Pure Americanism.
President Hoover was left to deal with the veterans when the Senate rejected their demands. The marchers had stayed, camped out in central Washington.
On July 16th, the last day Congress was in session, Washington was on edge. Thousands of angry veterans surrounded the Capitol. Near midnight, the 72nd Congress adjourned. Congressmen left through back doors and underground tunnels to avoid confrontations. The situation had come to a head. The president ordered the evacuation of the veterans from downtown Washington.
Now you bring in the troops.
When MacArthur moved his troops to the affected area, he knew exactly what he was going to do. And he adorned himself in his dress uniform along with his major aide, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
The force stepped off at 4:30 p.m. More than 200 cavalrymen spread out across Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenues. Behind them came 400 infantrymen, followed up by tanks and armored vehicles.
The cavalrymen, one of whom is Major Patton, have got their sabers out.
The soldiers donned gas masks and, without warning, began hurling gas grenades at the veterans. The troops advanced. Some jabbing with bayonets.
It's war. The greatest concentration of fighting troops in Washington since 1865.
I knew something was going to happen. That they might be attacked. And I had a press card, so I passed the police lines, and then I saw the soldiers advancing into the camp. And when confronted with this, the men all stood there and said, "Stand firm as long as you can." And they started throwing tear gas.
Tear gas was just burning my face. I was trailing behind my dad, and he kept hollering, "Come on, boy, come on, boy."
Marchers were choking from the gas, just like the battlefields in France.
And so they're being forced out of their shacks by smoke bombs and tear gas, hurled by the troops who have been called out by the President of the United States.
I'd never seen anything like it. They systematically went down the line, burned up all the tents and all the possessions of the people there. I was thinking of Herbert Hoover when this happened, because his election was in 3 months. I thought this would be the finish of Hoover.
The orders of the president must be obeyed. And the roaring flames sound the death knell to the fantastic Bonus Army. In the shadow of the beautiful dome of the capital of the United States of America.
The veterans did not believe the country for which they had fought would ignore the plight into which the Depression had placed them. Many did not believe that United States troops would take the field against them.
By early evening, most of the marchers had been driven across a drawbridge that led to their main camp.
The president does not want MacArthur to cross the bridge, and MacArthur disregards the order. Eisenhower later says that he saw this happen. MacArthur says, "I cannot bother with pieces of paper during a military operation." And so he crosses the bridge.
All through the camp were scenes of panic.
My dad says, "Let's get the hell out of here. The soldiers are going to kill us."
Then troops began to set fire to their wooden shacks. One reporter wrote, "The blaze was so big it lit the whole sky. A nightmare come to life." The president looked out a window of the White House in the direction of the fire, then retired for the night.
And the roaring flames sound the death knell to the fantastic Bonus Army that ends so disastrously in the shadow of the capital of the United States of America.
The morning after the Bonus rout, public sentiment took a dramatic turn against Herbert Hoover. If the expulsion needed a human face, it came in the person of Joe Angelo, whose story was published across the nation.
Joe Angelo gets the Distinguished Service Cross for saving Patton's life on the battlefield. The next morning, Angelo comes to the burned-out field to see Patton. Patton says, "Take this man away. I don't want to see this man."
The BEF was broken up. The men returned to some city or other, there to roam the streets, hopelessly seeking work or to shuffle in bread lines. There they remain, crying examples not of the need for the Bonus, but of the need for a new American system.
Does that sound familiar? 1932. Now. The government went against the vets, right? We put down Mr. President Hoover, right? So it makes way for another president, don't it? Makes another president seem like a great guy, don't it? Now, about 2 years after this, Bonus Army breakdown, and military against military, former military, a Bundy Ranch. That sounds familiar? Mm-hmm. You militia out there. And you ATF and FEMA, you fighting each other, aren't you? Sound familiar? How y'all like being fools? Well, you're not the only ones. 1932, you heard about the Bonus Army, right? Well, how about this, about 2 years later, maybe a year later.
Any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea
that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate exploitation and misdeeds.
Now, as it continues, it gives they don't know in this video about the evil of FDR. They don't realize that the corporate is a low level of this agenda, and the Jesuits and the Freemasons are the ones pulling the strings, and Illuminati. This video here doesn't know that. And they actually make FDR look like a good guy, but he's not, because he's behind it. Now, I give you that here as soon as I show you the progression. Here we go.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans.
To Congress.
To use as a bluff or as a club, at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
So after the Bonus Army was attacked by the U.S. military and Hoover, that was designed to tick off the veterans so they could be used later under Butler to plan a military coup of the U.S. government, and FDR was going to catch him at it, declare martial law and dictatorship of U.S. government. I have a direct quote from FDR. I'll give it to you later, confirming every word I told you.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A congressional committee
ultimately veterans,
found evidence
by the way.
Of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. Today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Now, from here on in, they have several CEOs talking about how corporations control the government. Well, it doesn't. The Jesuits, the Council of Foreign Relations, controls them. So you had these DuPonts and these guys. That's Illuminati. And the corporations supporting Butler. Okay. You had FDR, Knights of Malta, secret societies, Jesuits controlling him. Confirmed. They control both sides to have them fight each other to justify martial law. Right there is slam dunk evidence. You see, we're being jerked around. You guys, ATF and FBI, you're being made fools of, just like the militia. Y'all are caused to fight each other by people that want you both dead by fighting each other. And you're doing it. You're just going right along with it like little boys. Nothing's new under the sun, because the same Illuminati families and Jesuits and secret societies are pulling your strings. We'll just keep on. and you're going to have a new world order before you know it. And both will be destroyed. I'm going to play the rest of it, but you'll hear where the corporation presidents say that, well, the corporations are in control and all that, but that's nonsense. But y'all can hear the nonsense. I'm going to let it play. Mm.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago.
Oh, that's nonsense. That's a lie. That's not true at all. Because the Council of Foreign Relations controls the corporations. All right, that's enough of that nonsense. So, that's what happened. And so when it didn't work out, that was 1932, Bonus Army, right? Military against the military. 1933, General Butler was brought in by the other side of the Illuminati as a military coup was planned. But he blew the whistle on him. He fooled him. He found out who was behind it and was corporations. DuPont, that's Illuminati, was funding him, was getting ready to fund it. Well now, 6 years later, behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, of which one named Senator Lundeen, look it up right now if you want to, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, heard a quote by FDR, secret, was never supposed to be revealed, was revealed after FDR's death to William G. Carr in late 40s, early 50s, for his book, Red Fog Over America. You find it, you got the quote. On my website, you can find it on my timeline. I got one there, watchmanforjesus.com, a timeline of events, March the 4th, 1939. So 1932, they tick off the veterans. Hoover. Hoover's replaced by another Illuminati member, FDR. 1933-34, the one side of the Illuminati, as evidenced by congressional hearings, Dirks D. McCormick Commission confirmed, was going to fund a military takeover of the U.S. government using Butler, but Butler blew the whistle when he found out his own background investigation. He surprised them. 1933-34. Well, 6 years later, in 1939, March the 4th, 1939, here's what FDR said behind closed doors, and I quote, listen to every word. Speaking to three congressional committees secretly, he said, I quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. Bingo. I'm putting my people, that's Illuminati and Masons, ahead of all instruments. Instruments for the American people. Instruments in the... It's another story. That's American people he's talking about. I'll have a full understanding with Chamberlain. That's London, England. We will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. It's 1939 now. Quote, to hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It doesn't exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. Sound familiar? In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. That was given to William G. Carr in somewhere in the early 50s. He put it in his book, Red Fog Over America. And it was given to him by mail through Senator Lundeen. after FDR died. It's in front of the Secret Audience Military Appropriation Committee, Ways and Means Committee, and the Special War Finance Committee. Senator Lundin was a member of one of those committees. You see the progression? It's always been, and they've always failed, to bring about a new world order. They planned Pearl Harbor in 1920. FDR, J.P. Morgan, and the Japanese elite, working with Yamamoto as an ensign, going to Harvard. 1920s, they planned Pearl Harbor to be the kickoff of World War II. You got the point now? You see what's going on? This goes back, family, all the way to the 1700s. And that's what Obama's doing right now. He's playing his role. It's a replay. Family, it's a replay. And they're doing it again. And everybody's falling in line with it. And I'm trying to warn people. Even the bad guys, I'm trying to warn them. And being played for fools. I found something earlier. It was... one second, let me... It's about a military coup of the U.S. government taking over Obama, and he'll play the role just like, you know, he's supposed to. Here it is. And they're just replaying the whole thing all over again. Because nobody looks back. Nobody goes back to look at what's going on. March the 2nd, 2015. The article title. Here is why. It's too much. Here is why a military coup against Obama is inevitable. Now, you already got Rick Joyner saying it's going to. And now you got articles coming out. An ex-CIA deep cover agent, Dr. Jim Garrow, has stated that a military coup against Obama is inevitable. Despite GAROW pronouncement, the facts speak for themselves. Even if the military was not loyal to the American people, could care less about the preservation of the Constitution, can't sound familiar, the military must fight back, if for no other reason than simple self-preservation. And here comes Chuck Baldwin, here comes Rick Joyner, and all these other wartime preachers that work for the Illuminati or Freemasons, to get us to do the same thing that's been done all along, except this time they want to succeed, is to cause us to fight each other. That's my commentary. But anyway, continuing, quote, as a nation, we can afford bouts of economic downturn, civil strife, and even some degree of political mistrust of our leaders, to say the least, unquote. They got a crisis of military leadership. Yeah, secret society leaders versus those that's not. No kidding. It talks about the Korean War. It talks about ISIS that we already funded anyway. The Air Force crisis, they tell you all about that. See, the military thinks Obama is against the military. He don't realize that those in the military and Obama is against the military. Yeah. Yeah, they are. To cause us to fight each other, to justify martial law, and bring the UN out to set up a dictatorship in America. It's real simple, actually, if you know and understand how they operate. Under Obama, women are now being groomed for combat. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy, I'm going to blow that out of the way. Now, this is 2015, right? Hey, watch this. What a bunch of liars, man. Boy, that ticks me off. Under Obama, women are now being groomed for combat. Under Obama, right? This will significantly weaken our military as a fighting force. Women do not possess the upper body strength, quickness, or stamina to survive in combat. Rape is all-time high in the military. Nothing is being done about it. The military is not a corporation. The military does not score points for fielding the most fair armies, kill or be killed. Women's rights apply in every other sector of American life except the military. Unquote. Oh, man. See, I've been saying this for 5 years. All right? Now they're bringing it out in public view, right? Under Obama, women are going to combat? Really? Well, Mr. CIA so-called truth teller, I guess they don't do their research in the CIA too much, too well, do they? In 1977, Miss Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Illuminati from Russia, gets Ginsburg, by the way, goes back to the 1920s. Mm-hmm. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know who she is, right? Mm-hmm. She based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in the 1970s, her previous court opinion stated that the federal government should, quote, draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize number of men and women. That was to eliminate traditional feminine roles, unquote. That was in the 1970s. Not now. That's always been planned. To put forth until the right time. See how they do this? Man, what a bunch of liars. Man, how they reward these articles, how they try to mislead the public in so-called, how they manufacture a war, manufacture a takeover or a dictatorship. They manufacture it by lying to you by these articles. People read them. Conspiracy theorists that don't know what the dickens are talking about start saying, oh, Obama, he's causing our women to go to war and fight. And they don't realize it's much bigger than that. Your McChrystals, McKernans, Boykins, Wesley Clarks. Disgusting. Totally disgusting. You see, and it goes on to tell you the Air Force crisis and the about why Obama should be have a military coup so the military will support it, but at the same time take her rights away. The military don't realize this, some of them. The Obama's attempting to de-industrialize the U.S. It's been planned with the CFR a long time ago. Obamacare, that goes back to Hitler. The most unconstitutional president in history? Family goes back to FDR. And Hoover, all of them, Reagan, Carter, Clinton, Bushes, every one of them, from Samuel, Prescott, G.W., and Jr., every doggone one of them are members of some secret society. Bush came up with the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act in 2006. Veterans Disarmament Act, 2006. Now they all work together. That's the point. So now Obama's playing his role. March 1st, 2015. Obama administration says that right-wing extremists are the real terror threat. There's your division. When y'all going to wake up and stop being stupid, those of you that's involved in this? I had a friend of mine tell me that y'all stupid that are doing this, not y'all listening, but the ones that's doing this are stupid and late to the party, man. So you can clean up. I always said that makeup can cover up ugly. But stupid stands out like a sore thumb. And CFR, Joint Chief of Staff, man, you're sticking out like a sore thumb. And you're supposed to be educated. With what? Man, y'all been taken for fools one side down the other. I know ninth graders could teach you something. Well, not nowadays, I guess, because they're corrupting that. But anyway, so Obama's saying, quote, and he's part of it. I'm not pushing for Obama, not one of them. I'm telling you, they're all connected. Here's how they're doing this. Watch this. Quote, They're focused on domestic, quote, they're focused on domestic terror threats from right-wing sovereign citizen extremists.
Yeah.
Who view all government as the enemy. Oh, because this means me, don't it, y'all? And refuse to recognize local national authority. There have been 24 violent sovereign citizen-related attacks across America since 2010. That's a slow afternoon for ISIS. When the DHS was initially organized, quote, one of its early reports caused uproar from millions of Americans. The agency named who they considered to be the most serious threats to national security. Conservatives, right to life, evangelical Christians, Second Amendment adherents, constitutionalists, as well as those who viewed the power of the federal government as a threat to freedom. Nary a word about Muslims. See, so there's the inference that are saying that Obama's a Muslim. No, he's a trained Muslim to pretend to be a Muslim to foment and justify a military takeover, and you'll want it. So then the secret societies can take over. We're the good guys, and they'd be lying. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. That's how they tricky. See how it works? I give you evidence, too. By their own words, condemns them. Hell, I'm not done, y'all. Other things they're going to do was impose global, as they call it, quote, draconian regulations on all human activity under the pretext of protecting the environment. So they had to come up with this lie about environmental pollution. And overpopulation to give us a fictitious alternate enemy and to create it, to give an enemy to fight for, to bring people together under their control. I'm not against people coming together, but I'm against the trickery they use to bring it together. You'll find this in the Iron Mountain Report, 1966. They tell you already how to control people in the time of peace. And they lay it right on out. In the Iron Mountain Report, the commission, they lay it out because war is the best way to control people. Then if you don't have war, how do we control them? And they laid it out. Family, they laid it all out. Already designed. Economic. Their conclusions. In 1966, and set forth in 1967. This report came out and was supposed to have. LBJ, that liar and traitor, he said it was supposed to be hidden and not to come out. Somebody snuck a copy out. Gave it to one of the 15 members of the engineers that was in the committee. Thought the American people should know. He gave it to Leonard Lewin, who printed it, and they got a hold of him and said, now you better unprint it. Can't do it. Oh. So then say it's a hoax. The Iron Mountain Report is no hoax. Economic sanctions was to develop a comprehensive social welfare program directed to maximum improvement of general conditions of human life. In other words, put you under control of the government. A giant open-end space research program, 1966, aimed and unreachable targets. Unreachable targets. And a permanent, ritualized, ultra-elaborate disarmament inspection system. Politically, an omnipotent, virtually omnipresent international police force. That's UN. An established and recognized extraterrestrial menace. They've been developing that, too. It's part of their agenda. Massive global environmental pollution. And fictitious alternate enemies. You know what that means? Communism, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Islam. They produce the enemies. They control the enemies, which makes them fictitious. Do they kill? Yeah. but they're controlled by the CFR, by the Jesuits, by the Illuminati. Then they come up with programs that derive from Peace Corps. That's where your money just goes down the drain. And a modern, sophisticated form of slavery, motivational function, was to intensify environmental pollution, create new religions or mythologies. And one that I really found interesting was develop socially oriented blood games, mixed martial arts, professional wrestling is what they're talking about. Look at the crowds that go there for the blood, for the excitement, how it controls people. That was designed by them. And then a comprehensive program of applied eugenics, artificial wombs, transplanted wombs, artificial insemination. Y'all getting it? Family, it's all planned out. It's documented. Y'all ain't connecting the dots. I bet you if I was in the auditorium, I'd hear a pin drop about now. Drastically restricting and ultimately destroying property rights. Yep. They come in and take the property. That's happening every day. Forcing vast relocations of human populations in order to create wildlands and UN-designated animal species. That's how they control the land. Making places that the UN could put weapon caches and property in their own equipment where you can't see it. And take over property. Move everybody into population centers later. Imposing global carbon taxes on all fuels, a Tobin tax on financial transactions, and a myriad of other tax proposals. Place a vast regulatory regime on all labor, business, and employment policies. See, the Vatican, the secret societies, Masons controlled it, all the unions, and the mafia kept it in place to control industry. Imposing population control, including mandatory abortion, a la Red China's UN-approved and funded one-child policy. Now they got HPV shots, which sterilizes your children. Kills them, too. The drugs, the Ritalin, kitty cocaine, makes it easier to have them make wrong decisions. You got it? Accelerating UN subversions of our schools, bringing all education under the jurisdiction of UNESCO. And they've done that. Subjecting all parents to license and claiming UN protective authority over all children. International Rights of the Child was tried in 1989. Failed to get signed by America, by the legislation. They're working on it now to get you to sign, to approve the signing of International Rights of the Child, which will give the UN rights over your children under the guise of protecting them. And child euthanasia in Oregon, where children, once they get it passed there, can elect to kill themselves by injection if they're disabled. But it's going to go beyond that. It's going to go to ADHD. It's going to go to suicidal tendencies and so forth. And you cannot stop if your child decides to kill themselves. You've already got suicides based on the Ouija board, on Zoloft, on antidepressants. So they diagnose them with ADHD. They give them the antidepressants. The child wants to commit suicide, can do it legally, and you can't stop it. That's where they're headed. When are y'all going to wake up? And they're looking at Oregon to start off, like they did the first state or second state for same-sex marriage. They get it passed or lifted the ban. Then they get three. Now they got 37. They get Oregon and Texas to do the Child Euthanasia Act. They get Oregon to pass it like Belgium already did, like the UK already did. And they get several more states. They can't stop it. Perry from Texas made it mandatory for 2 months. that girls between 9 and 12 had to get the HPV shot. Well, parents and legislation, the others, went to business against it and defeated it. Otherwise, the state of Texas would have made it mandatory that your children from 9 to 12 would have to get the HPV shot. India, France, Spain forbids the shot now because it kills. It sterilizes your children. Does anybody care about that at all? Does anybody give a doggone hoot that they die from this shot? And you lying nurses and doctors, shame on you for promoting it. Bunch of cowards out there. Doggone it. When are people going to stand up and start taking action and shutting these people down? And you Freemasons, you're promulgating it. You're helping them. Another agenda, striking down all laws against homosexuality and pedophilia. Well, well, what did Dawkins say? That mild pedophilia is okay? And put it in an article in a paper throughout the United States? Mild pedophilia? What a difference is that? That's like a white lie versus a black lie. A lie is a darn lie. Pedophilia. There ain't no mild to it. There's no color code in a lie. There's no degrees. It either is or it isn't. Mild pedophilia is okay. Family, that's how they work it. Laws against homosexuality? I'd say lifting the ban on homosexual marriage is quite a big step, don't you? At 37 states now rising. They've accomplished it, family. They've accomplished it. Greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and assisted suicide. I got this documented here as part of their agenda. Greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and assisted suicide. Now, at the same time, they want to eliminate the death penalty. Don't you find that a little odd? They want to promote euthanasia, but eliminate the death penalty. Something's kind of cattywampus here, isn't it? Well, I see that I'm going to have to do Monday for the National Police Force. But I'm going to get into something here in a minute. Greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and wanting to stop the death penalty at the same time. Promoting paganism, New Age spiritualists, the occult, and Satanism under the guise of promoting peace, brotherhood, and a global ethic. How about the prayers and the council meetings now with Satan, Allah, Krishna? Even Thor is included in prayers in that city down there in Florida. Committee, council meeting, opened it with a prayer to Satan. How about that? In Idaho, too. Family, I mean, how much clearer can you get today? I mean, how much more clear can you get? I've given evidence. Show you how they all work together. And it may look like they're not, but they are. I don't know. You know, I found another article. It's linked up together. Watch. Quote, it's time to rethink Illinois' approach to low-level drug offenses. See, quote, another article. Majority Republican millennials support marijuana legalization. Quote, majority of Americans now support marijuana legalization. I just can't wait till they legalize marijuana and start riding on the road. Talking about a death wish. You want a death wish? You wait to legalize marijuana. And now you go out driving, you see what's going to happen. And you don't be facetious about can't wait. Family, the marijuana is to continue the mass medication of your population. Oh, but Tom, it's medical, it's medicinal purposes. It helps people. Oh, baloney. Just like prohibition. Make it illegal, people will want it. Marijuana helps cancer, helps this, helps that. You think people are going to stop with that? Come on now. Now you have electronic cigarettes. Ever heard of electronic bongs? DWM, you know, DWSM, driving while smoking marijuana. Oh boy, can't wait. It's called mass medication. The Illuminati is catching up on us. They say, well, Tom, what are we supposed to do? Pray. Form your groups against the, in your school systems. Go to parent-teachers meetings. Stop their policies. Expose what they're doing. Legislative branches. Find the policies they're putting through and slow them down. Pray at the table. Talk to your children. There's things you can do. And stop feeling sorry for yourself or caught up in the secular materialistic world that you're in. Until such time that God says enough is enough, and then you'll know what's going down. Until then, we're here to fight against it, but not like Chuck Baldwin and all the rest of them say, with arms and rebellion and all that nonsense. Jesus Christ was never a rebellious person. No, he wasn't. We, as humankind, are rebellious people. If you don't recall, I'll remind you. God was here first. He created. Then come the Ten Commandments. Then come his law, 613 instructions of the law, fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Never abolished them, but fulfilled them. He was here first. Jesus Christ is not the rebellious one. Mankind is. Witchcraft is. Satanism. That's rebellion. Rebellious, rebelled against the government. The government's evil. And, oh, really? Okay, all right. Military coup. We got to replace the government. With what? With what? With who? Who are you going to replace them? You have to have order. Otherwise, you have anarchy. Romans 13 stands. But when the government tells you to sin against God, that's when you refuse. The mark. Have an oath, allegiance, all that nonsense. The allegiance is to Jesus Christ. The instruction book is the King James Bible. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar's, but render to God, which belongs to God. John MacArthur, a famed theologian, is full of nonsense. He says you can take the mark of the beast, and I've got a recording of him saying it in one of his meetings. I also know that FEMA is training theologians in the tens of thousands to tell you to do everything the government tells you to do, no matter what it is. Do everything the government says do. That's a lie. If they go against God, you refuse to do it. FEMA hosted a meeting back in 2006. It's intended to recruit and receive oaths from pastors across the country. They'd preach sermons. It would coerce parishioners to obey all government orders without delay and actively coerce them to give up guns and property, there you go, if resistant during national emergencies such as a flu epidemic. That was the announced purpose of the meeting at the time. In exchange for that, for prioritized receipt of scarce food and vaccines for the family. You watch for a succession of states based on whatever silly reason they come up with. Why? So they'll be melded into the FEMA transition regions that was set up in 1972 by Nixon. Oh, yeah. So the states will start seceding. And then they'll be consumed by the UN administration, which is under the FEMA. 10 regions, 5 states each, set up by Executive Order 11647 by Nixon in 72. Carried through to FEMA, Giuffrida, Oliver North, Reagan, and the FEMA regions, administrated by the United Nations. Family, there's nothing they can do to stop the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one thing. And the closer they get to their objective of a new world order, a North American Union, and once they get it, once they form the 10 toes of iron and clay, which is a union, North American Union is one of them. Once that's formed up and the Antichrist comes out as a good guy, you all that know the whole story better buckle up, because the judgment's coming. And a lot of these are going to have to find out the hard way. That's when you go to work and preach the gospel. Because you have a lot of panicked generals out there, a lot of panicked Freemasons that don't know what's going on, are going to freak out. Because they'll realize they've been double-crossed. It will happen. And the street gangs and the criminals that's going to be used to start the day of death and all that nonsense is going to happen, they'll realize they've been double-crossed too when they bring the UN out to establish martial law. They don't know that yet. They'll have to find out the hard way too. That's coming. The family, you get close to Jesus Christ. And just do what you can do for now. Take care of your family. Take care and witness to your friends or neighbors, whatever. Pray at the table. Get yourself ready. You'll be there. That's the main thing. All this other is to cause fear. Because they've lost already. Everything I've told you could be overwhelming, but family, realize there's no way they can win. Well, it's Friday. This weekend, I do what I always do as I get ready for Monday. Next week, I want to talk about the National Police Force. I'll start off on Monday, full steam. Today was kind of a conglomeration, I think, of summary to get you to understand what you're up against. As a summary, the past 6 weeks, really, in a way, and to try to prove, try to show you what's really going on, and hopefully to get through to those doing it, to realize they're in a hopeless cause, because the Creator already knows what they're doing. He's already got it planned out what's going to happen to them. Only prayer they got is a prayer. And that's to renounce the blood oath, stop the secrets, and reveal what's going on today. And to pray for their families. That's what they can do before it's too late for their soul. Remind you that we're played up, I'm played up in my broadcast and Bible studies in highpointradio.net as a favor. Well, I appreciate it. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he has sponsors. He has towers in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's looking for sponsors. He's also looking for, you know, donations for his business, for his network. And you find his sponsors are there on his website, highpointradio.net. And what he does for me is just plays my broadcasts and Bible studies, and I appreciate it. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. I'm on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 every day. Bible study from 8 to 9 and tonight. 8 to 9 Bible study. And I appreciate y'all coming by. But family, I try to reveal to you the truth of what's really going on. The only way you can deal with it is to know what the real truth is. And to know that there is no way that they can win this. They've lost it already. It is supernatural what's going on today. No human can devise, design what's done today. It's been ongoing for generations upon generations. With the same trends as I've shown. When they say nothing new under the sun, why should there be? Because the family bloodlines passing down from generation to generation, as led by a supernatural being named Lucifer, Satan. It is supernatural what's going on. No human mind could conceive such a massive conspiracy as this. It's not possible. Satan loses. He's kicked out once out of heaven. He's going to get kicked down into hell. Who are you behind? The winner or the loser? The winner is Jesus Christ. The loser has been Satan. Pretty simple to me. Sometimes not easy to do. But you got to get started now. Taking him as your Savior. Repenting of sins, and the churches aren't doing it today. The churches are failing. It's up to you to lead your family to Jesus. Y'all have a good night. And God bless y'all. And those that show up tonight, I'll see you tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. And Monday, 4 to 6, we hit the ground running. More segments, more information. And there you go. Have a good night. God bless you and a great weekend. Stay warm. We'll see you all next week. This is Tom Gamble and your Watchman, signing off.
Sunlight from the skies, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.